صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight inshallah, we are going to look at tafsir, if I can call it a quick tafsir of Surah Al-Qasas, which will appear on the screen here. And we are going to learn important lessons from that surah inshallah. But before we begin, I would like to remind every one of us on the important issue of Zakatul Fitrah. Zakatul Fitrah, brothers and sisters, is that zakah, you know, most of you, we remind one another that it is very important for us to pay Zakatul Fitrah on the day of Eid or on the night before the day of Eid. So, for example, tomorrow is Eid. Tonight we can pay Zakatul Fitr. Tomorrow morning before Salatul Eid, we must pay Zakatul Fitr. If for some reasons we cannot be able to pay Zakatul Fitr before Salatul Eid, then we need to pay Zakatul Fitr after Salatul Eid. If you cannot pay immediately after Salatul Eid, you need to make sure to pay it before Salatul Dhuhr. So we have that period. Night of Eid, on the morning of the day of Eid, before Salatul Eid, after Salatul Eid, before Salatul Dhuhr. If you delay that, then it's not going to be known as Zakatul Fitrah. So this is one condition which we need to make sure the heads of the families, if you are a father and you have children, you have your wife, you need to pay for each member of your family Zakatul Fitrah. According to Al Rasul Islamic Center here in Salt Lake City, they have decided, after looking at many criteria, that the Zakatul Fitrah will be $8 for each person. So $8 for each one of the family members. This money goes to the poor people, those who are in need, those who are fuqara, those who need to celebrate Eid as well as you. So it is very important. Zakatul Fitrah, you pay with the intention of Zakatul Fitrah. And when you give it, for example, to one of the EC members here, they can take the money and they can take the money to the people who are in need. But you need to make sure to tell them. Don't just give a money and thinking that this will be my fitrah. You have to tell them, this is my Zakatul Fitrah and my family, don't use it for iftar, please. Don't put it as a contribution to the masjid. This is Zakatul Fitrah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one of his hadith, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali, he says Zakatul Fitrah, the meaning of the hadith, general meaning is that Zakah which will make your saum, your fasting to be accepted. It means if you just fast, alhamdulillah, you observe the rulings and regulations, you pray, but you don't pay Zakatul Fitrah, your fasting will just floating between the heavens and the sky, between the heavens and the earth. So it's so important for us to pay Zakatul Fitrah. And Zakatul Fitrah pays each individual in the family. So if the father has a big family, let's say you have 10 children, mashallah, make sure you pay Zakatul Fitrah of each child. Even a baby who is going to be born just one day before Eid, you have to pay Zakatul Fitrah for the baby as well. So it's so important, each individual. Another thing is, if you take care of your mom is old, you are the one who is responsible, you take care of your dad, you are the mas'ul, you have to pay for them as well. And any person who is depending on you, so anyone who is your dependent, you have to pay Zakatul Fitrah on their behalf. So long as you take care of them, yes, even if you don't live with them. For example, you have rented a house for them. No, if they are, for example, in Iraq, and someone else is taking care of them, no problem. But if you are here and you take care of them there, you pay their rent, you give them money for the food, you have to pay Zakatul Fitra for them because they are your dependent. Are they your dependent or not? Do they depend on you or not? If the answer is yes, you have to pay for them, even if you don't live with them in one city. Another thing which is very important, if you have a guest, for example, I'm your guest here. I'm the guest of the whole community. And in a specific case, I'm the guest of EC. Because I am their guest, they have to pay for me as well. Because I'm their guest. So if you invite someone to come to your house, someone is coming from another state to live with you for, let's say, 2-3 days with the days of Eid, your guest, you have to pay for them as well. However, if the guest is able to pay for himself or herself, it is not required for you to pay for them. So we need to understand that clearly. And another thing which is very important, you can give your Zakatul Fitra before the day of Eid. You give it to people by saying, this is my amana. When the Eid comes, please give this as Zakatul Fitra. So for example, here we have our families, wherever we are coming from, you can send the money there before the day of Eid, and you say, please keep that money as trust, as amana on the day of Eid, you pay for me as my zakat. That is accepted as well. Remember, Zakatul Fitra is part and parcel of the ibadah which we do in fasting. Without us paying Zakatul Fitra, our saum will not have any meaningful. So inshallah, for that, we need to remember to pay $8 for each and every individual within our families. Another thing which is very important on Zakatul Fitra, yes, we can give, for example, EC here, and they can find someone to give. If you on your own know someone who needs this money, you don't need to give it to EC. If you know that this money can reach there, just on the day of Eid or just one day before Eid, you can give it as Zakatul Fitra, and may Allah increase, inshallah, your tawfiqat and hasanat, inshallah. أظن القضية واضحة بالنسبة لزكاة الفطرة هذه الزكاة ضرورة جدا أن ندفع ليلة العيد أو يوم العيد في صباح يوم العيد قبل صلاة العيد أو بعد صلاة العيد مباشرة قبل صلاة الظهر ممكن أن ندفع زكاة الفطر وأبو البيت وإذا ليس هو موجود أم البيت هي تدفع لكل الأفراد البيت كل فرد تدفع $8 لأجلهم إذا كان مثلا أطفال ثلاثة لكل واحد تدفع $8 فهذه الأموال تصرف للمساكين والفقراء حتى هم كذلك يكون لهم عيد يعني يفرحون معنا ليس فقط أننا نفرح لأجل العيد فهذه زكاة الفطرة مهمة جدا It shows that we care for other people. يعني نحن نهتم بالفقراء والمساكين والله هو الغني وإن شاء الله سوف يزيد في بركاتكم وفي أموالكم إن شاء الله ممكن تدفعون الفلوس لإيسي وهم يرسلون الأموال هذه الفلوس للمحتاجين في كل مكان وإذا عندك الناس الذين يعتمدون عليك سواء هم في العراق أو في مكان ثاني أنت المسؤول لهم الأب والأم الوالدة والوالد أنت عليك أن تدفع لهم كذلك فممكن تدفع هذا الفلوس والأموال زكاة الفطر قبل يوم العيد ولكن بمثابة أن هذه أمانة إذا جاء يوم العيد تدفع أو تعطي الأمانة تعطي هذه الأمانة للناس الذين يحتاجون هذه الأموال إن شاء الله قضية واضحة؟ Yes please زكاة الفطر غير سادات you can pay زكاة الفطرة is different to زكاة المال the normal زكاة we understand as far as I remember and we will double check this you can pay زكاة الفطرة as well to those سيدs who have difficulties سيد can give to سيد No, so long as you are able, you can give it to Sayyid or to non-Sayyid. Not Zakah as the normal Zakah as we know. So this one can pay. Even in another case, a husband, for example, can give zakatul fitra to his wife. If the wife is so poor, you can give it to the wife as well. And the wife, for example, can give to the child who is in need, married, but he doesn't have any job. So the money can just go around to the people who are in need. Inshallah. We will double check the masala if there is any difference of opinion, say. Khair, inshallah. Sallallahu Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. La takunu bukhala hina ma nusalli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Don't be stingy, please, with salawat.
Allah.
Allah. Sallallahu Muhammad. So today this is what we are going to do. We are going to look at Suratul Qasas. But before that, we will tomorrow continue with the issue of Zakatul Fitra to look at the Masail according to our Fuqaha. If there are issues of opinions, difference of opinion, we'll discuss that inshallah. Please. Yeah. What time are we going to pray Salatul Eid?
We're going to do it inshallah at 9 o'clock.
So Salatul Eid will be 9 o'clock and it will be only one Salah, Salatul Eid. We will not have two or three. So inshallah 9 sharp, Salatul Eid will start. And as you know, Salatul Eid is highly, highly recommended. We will come here, we need to do mustahabbat things. Before we come, of course, we take shower, wear your nice cloth. If you can wear turban, it's mustahab on the day of Eid, apply perfume. This Salatul Eid al-Fitr, you can have iftar, you can break your fast, you can eat date, drink anything before Salah. It is recommended. I know EC will prepare nice breakfast, inshallah, and lunch as well. Okay, that's it. Yeah, if you can wear your cultural dress, so yeah, please do that. Do that. So if you're coming from wherever you're coming, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Iraq, Karbala, Najaf, no problem. Baghdad, you can wear your normal dress. I'm not sure about our Iranian brothers and sisters. Sisters, of course, chador is good. Brothers as well, you can wear your suit and tie, no problem. You can wear that as well, if that is your culture. Whichever which can make you look nice, alhamdulillah, it's good. And Salatul Eid, as we know, we will pray inshallah in Jama'ah, and we will explain a few things about this particular Salah on the day of Eid. The important thing is be here at least 8:15, 8:30, because there are a lot of takbira and dua which are highly recommended to be done on the day of Eid. So inshallah we will do that before Salatul Eid on the day of Eid.
And the second question, Sheikh,
do you mind? Yeah, go on. And then
it's about food on the day of Eid.
Yeah.
When is it recommended to take your first bite? Before Salatul Eid?
Yeah, I said this, Salatul Eidul Fitr before Salah. You can take your bite before Salah. At least a date or glass of water, coffee, tea, no problem, before Salah. So you will provide breakfast, or you please don't eat your breakfast at home. You can drink a cup of half cup or one date before Salah. Here, the full breakfast will be here.
But the full breakfast will be ready after Salah.
After Salah, yeah, no problem at all. No, we can maybe put a plate of date. Anyone wants to eat that? The way we do for iftar.
Inshallah.
That's fine, inshallah. Yes, brother.
They're going to be tied in your bell, inshallah. It will start at 8 o'clock, inshallah.
Okay, so there will be many du'as, including du'a nudba, is highly recommended to be recited on the day of Eid. Du'a and nudba. Very important du'a. We will do it at 8 o'clock a.m. So 1 hour before Salah. And it's a long du'a. We need plenty of time. And hopefully, inshallah, it will be on the screen as well to know the meaning. Inshallah khair. Now, if you want us to continue with tonight's lecture, let us recite Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad loudly.
Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Young audience, young brothers, young sisters, tonight's lecture is for you. And I will ask you if you understood tonight's lecture properly, because this is a story, a nice story, story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. For us adults, we want to look at the lessons from the story. For young children, it's just a story. What is the moral of this story? First question to the adults. Why we need to talk about the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam? It's because among all the messengers of Allah, Prophet Musa, his name has been mentioned in the Holy Quran more than any Nabi, more than any prophet. Why? It's because when you come to know the story of Prophet Musa, there are many lessons to be learned. And these are most important lessons which we are going to learn as adults. لِمَاذَا نَذْكُرْ قِصَّةَ مُوسَى وَقَدْ ذُكِرَتْ هَذِهِ الْقِصَّةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ لِأَنَّ فِيهَا دُرُوسْ كَثِيرَ مُهِمَّ جِدًّا الَّتِي تَخْتَصُ بِحَيَاتِنَا الْيَوْمِيَةِ وَهُوَ النَّبِيُّ الَّذِي ذُكِرَ إِسْمُهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ أَيِّ نَبِيٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ وَهُنَاكَ دُرُوسْ مُهِمَّ نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَتَعَلَّمَ عَنْهَا وَإِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ نَنْظُرْ إِلَى سُورَةِ الْقَصَصِ سُورَةُ الْقَصَصِ سورة رقم 28 في القرآن الكريم قصص the story. This is Surah 28 in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Ta-Sin Mim. The surah begins with Ta-Sin and Mim. Why Ta-Sin and Mim? This is a mu'jiza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to say this book, Quran, nothing was written or revealed before the Holy Quran with this style of Quran. Imagine you go, you talk to people, you raise your letter and you say, ALD, this is the story from this and that. You will keep people to wonder, what are these ALD? So they will want to know more. Now, what is the meaning of Ta and Sin and Mim? There are two opinions. One opinion says no one knows the meaning of these letters except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maybe the Holy Prophet, but he didn't reveal to people to make it as something when inshallah we are going to paradise, you can have more questions to ask to the Holy Prophet. And say, Ya Rasulallah, I used to read the Holy Quran, but I didn't know the meaning of Ta-Sin Mim. Can you please tell me? You have the time with Rasulullah. And other people, they say these huruf or letters, they have meaning. I am with that opinion from the scholars who say Ta-Sin Mim. No one knows the meaning, inner meaning of it except Allah. Does it have a meaning? Of course, Allah can't say something without any meaning. But that meaning, you and me may not know it. As we find in the Holy Quran, some of the things which we don't understand. And these Ta, Si, Mim, Alif, Lam, Mim, Alif, Lam, Mim, Ra, Saad, and so on and so forth, they are known as Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'a, or Al-Muqatta'at. Disjoined letters in the Holy Quran, they teach us lessons which, yes, we may not know, but we believe this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way of approaching this is to say, here, Allah is addressing us. Ta, Sin, Mim. Be careful. Prepare yourself to listen to the message which is coming. What is the message? Maybe when we were not aware, when you hear Ta, Sin, Mim, you become aware now. You become attentive. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. These are the verses of the book that makes things clear. The verses of the book Quran makes things clear. Make things exactly clear as what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that. Then Allah continues to say, Natlu alayka min naba'i Musa wa Fir'aun bilhaq liqawmin yu'minun. We recite to you from the account of Musa and Fir'aun with truth for people who believe. So the story of Prophet Musa is not a fabricated story. It is a story from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says this story is a truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Story of Prophet Musa and Fir'aun. Why Musa and Fir'aun? Because of the many lessons which are there. And then Allah in ayah number 4, he says, Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهُ شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. Indeed, surely Fir'aun exalted himself in the land. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا and made his people شِيَعًا. شِيَعًا means he made his people into parties, into different groups. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. He was weakening one party from among them. Meaning he makes this party to be a strong party. Another one, he makes them to be weak people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. He used to slaughter their sons, boys. For example, we have boys here. He used to slaughter all the boys. And he used to leave the girls alive. Scary, isn't it? What did he used to do? One day Fir'aun saw in his dream that a boy will be born and this boy will come and overthrow his kingdom. His monarchy will be destroyed. When he received this dream, he talked to the people who were interpreters of the dream. By the way, do you know all the dreams which we see, or most of the dreams we see, they have meanings? And our scholars are telling us that the connection between us and Allah is still continuing. One way of that connection is dream. When we sleep, our souls travel. When we sleep, there are three things which are happening while we are sleeping. Number one, our bodies will be on the beds where we sleep. Our spirit or ruh, the one which makes us to live, will be with us on our beds. But the souls will travel to go around places. When the souls travel is then when we see the dreams. And sometimes because you want something, or you are very angry about something, or you want too much to have this thing, when you go to sleep and your soul travels, you see a dream. So when we see dreams, some of the dreams, they give us information. And other dreams are ahlam. They don't have any meanings. Most of our dreams have meaning, but the problem it is because you and me don't know the translation of the dreams. Today I hear in Iran, many youngsters are working hard on this science or art of knowing the dreams. Why? Because the dreams can tell you something true, but if you don't follow it up, you may miss the connection and you may miss the meaning. And that's why Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam used to translate the dream. And he was a good translator. Allah taught him that. There are many books which have been written which are known as the books which are to interpret the dreams. Now we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here when he says, Inna Fir'auna ala fil ardi, waja'ala ahlaha shia'an, he made his people to be according to parties and groups, is because of his dream. When he saw a young boy will be born and he will come and take his kingdom away from him, he said, I want you to kill all the babies. And they used to go to each woman whenever he was giving birth to a baby, they would come and look at the baby. If the baby is a boy, they will kill the baby, or they will throw the baby to the river, to the sea, and they kill the baby. It was scary. But then he came to think, people were telling him, you know what? If you're going to kill all the babies, the baby boys, then we will not have any boys or girls in the future, because who will marry the girls? Then he said, ah, okay. 1 year, we kill the boys. Next year, we leave them to live. The year comes, we kill other boys who are going to be born. So he used to do that. The year when he said, this year we are not going to kill any boy, Prophet Musa was born on that particular year. This was the mu'jiza from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to another narration, it says, no, Prophet Musa was born on the year when Fir'aun wanted to kill all the boys. Now, how can he, Musa, be protected? Musa was protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Musa. He was so beautiful, so handsome. Whoever saw baby Musa, he was attracted. You see, sometimes we say the babies are so weak, but the babies are so strong. They are so powerful. Sometimes you look at the baby, look up, even when we are sitting, for example, you see a young baby coming or being carried, your eyes will go there. Rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes us to be attracted by the babies. You will see people, especially those who don't have children, or they want to have children but they don't, you will see how child or children they become when they see a baby. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Musa with such a love. Everyone who saw Prophet Musa was attracted by the beauty of this baby. According to one narration, it says that woman who helped mother of Musa to deliver baby Musa, she wanted to kill Prophet Musa. But when Musa was delivered as a baby, she looked at Prophet Musa and she said, wow, this baby is so cute, I won't be able to kill. And she left and she went to inform Fir'aun or the soldiers of Fir'aun, because she was doing this as a work, that in that house there is a baby who has been born. So the soldiers came to kill this baby boy. When the soldiers came, according to one narration, it says the baby was put in a box, and auntie of Musa didn't know that in that box there was a baby, because Musa was sleeping. And she took the box, put it in an oven, and she started a fire ready for cooking. The soldiers came at that particular moment. When they entered the house, they started to search each room, but they didn't see the baby because they looked at the oven and they saw fire there. When mother of Musa became aware, she ran to the oven and she found Musa playing with the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. This is the mu'jiza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was here she decided, now what can I do? The story will come. However, let's go back to the word shi'an. Inna fir'auna ala fil ard wa ja'ala ahlaha shi'an. Musa, Fir'aun exalted in the land, and he divided his people into groups. Group in Arabic, Shia'an. The name of our madhab is what? Shia. The meaning of Shia is the party, the group. Which group? The group which follows Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. And that's why we are known as Shi'atu Ali. Shi'atu Ali means the party of Ali. Shi'atu Ali means the group of Ali. Shi'atu Ali means that sect or madhab which follows Ali. When you follow Ali, you follow Rasulullah. You follow Rasulullah, you follow Jibreel. You follow Jibreel, you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we did not start a new madhab. This is the original Islam which was brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Jibreel, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allah says in ayah number 5, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. Can you go back, please? وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And we decided ayah number 5. Ayah number 5 up. Up, please. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. And we desire, Allah says, Nuridu an namunna ala alladhina istud'ifu fil ard. And we desire to bestow a favor upon those who are deemed weak. Those who are deemed weaker or weak in the land, and to make them the imams. Naj'alahum a'imma. To make them leaders. Wa naj'alahum al-warithin. And to make them the leaders, al-warithin, the inheritors, the heirs of this world. Imam Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha says, according to that when Imam Muhammad bin Hassan al-Mahdi ajjalallahu farajahu sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, would appear to establish the whole world with justice, his coming to the entire world will be ruled by him, and all disbelievers will become Muslims, will vanish, and the truth of course will prevail. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now here there is one issue. And this issue is coming as a phenomenon in the world. There is a group of people who are known as ruling class. Maybe you have heard that. Ruling class. At-tabaqa khasa min al-nas. They rule people. They are the ones who are becoming leaders. If you are not born from that family, you will never become a leader. We have, for example, in UK, United Kingdom, Queen Elizabeth. Everyone who is born from her family will become heir, will inherit that kingdom. If you are not from that, you are nothing. Allah says, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We want to make those who are made weaker, who are known as not from the ruling class, we will make them a'imma. We will make them leaders of this world. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And we will make them to inherit this land. Imam Amirul Mu'minin says, and this is subhanallah, one of the meaning of why the a'imma of Ahlul Bayt were not from ruling class. Abu Sufyan wanted to become the king. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul wanted to become from the ruling class. But Allah has his own plan. And look at the messengers of Allah. Whenever they came, the people who started following them, they were the weakest one. Those who are made as weaker people. So don't have that idea, because I'm not from the ruling class. I have nothing to do in this world. I don't have any role to play. Unfortunately, sometimes we need to mention this. Even you and me, brothers, sometimes we belittle ourselves, and the sisters as well. Well, because I come from this particular tribe, I will never become someone special in the future. Who told you that? There's no any scripture or any mus'af or any ayah or surah which says that. And unfortunately, sometimes we say, well, because I'm not Sayyid. I'm not a Sayyid, so I will not become a pious person. Who said that? Imam Ali bin al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, he says in one of his words so beautiful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the paradise, and the paradise will be the right of any person to enter into paradise, even though he is a servant from the clan or tribe of Habash. And he says, anyone who is arrogant will go to hell, even though he is a Sayyid of Quraysh. Al-Jannatu haqqun liman ata'ani, walau kana abdan habashiyya, wal-naru haqqun liman asani, walau kana Sayyidan Qarashiyya. Abu Talib was a Quraysh. Abu Talib will go to paradise. What about Abu Jahl? He was a Quraysh from the special tribe, but he will go to hell. So it's not because you are Sayyid and you are non-Sayyid. If you are Sayyid, just because you are Sayyid, you are a special person. No. Bil a'mal wal ibadah. You have to work hard. You have to prove. And sometimes if you are Sayyid and your attitudes are of no Sayyids, you are insulting all the Sada. You are saying to the Holy Prophet, I am not deserving to be from you. Because the akhlaq of Sayyids are coming from Rasulullah. So we need to be aware of that. And there is another issue. So, how can I put it? It's one of the issues as which are so serious in our communities. Sometimes we have the issues, for example, of marriage. Non-Sayyid cannot marry a Sayyid. Sayyid cannot marry non-Sayyid. Jama'ah, we need to look at our religion properly. These issues will make our religion to be seen as a religion which we divide people because they are coming from this and that. So we need to be aware about that. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are those people who are mustadhaf, we will make them leaders at the end of the time. And this you can see in the Bible, in the Torah, which the predictions are there, that those people who are made as weak, they will become imams and leaders after some times, when especially imam of our time will reappear insha'Allah ta'ala. In ayah number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayah number 6, Brother Hassan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ, and to grant them power in the land, and to make Fir'aun and Haman was the assistant of Fir'aun, and they are وَجُنُودَهُمَا, and their army, we will show them what they feared when we will make the land to be inherited by the weaker people. Now, we have mentioned the story of Fir'aun. Coming back, story of Musa when he was a baby. Coming back to the story again. There is one narration which says that mother of Musa, when she wanted to protect Prophet Musa alayhi salam, she had to make a box. Now, she went to the person which is known as Hazkil or Hezekiah. This Hazkil was a carpenter. And he said, Hazkil made a box for me because I want to put a baby here. Hazkil said, why you want to put a baby in the box? He said, because I want to protect my child. Hazkil said, well, but Fir'aun gave an order for us to kill all the baby boys. Hazkil, beautiful story, subhanallah. Hazkil decided to make a box. After making a box, he decided to go to the soldiers of Fir'aun. And he said, you know what? He, in himself, he says, I have to go to say this because maybe I'll be closer to Fir'aun. When he went to the house of Fir'aun, he became dumb. He couldn't speak. Why are you here? Nothing comes out from his mouth. So he couldn't say anything. People are looking at him. He went back again to his shop. When he reached his shop, he could speak. Talking to people, he could say everything and people were listening to him. He said, I have to go back again to the house of Fir'aun to report. He went there, dumb again. He couldn't speak. See, the mu'jiz of Allah. To himself, what is happening? He went back to his shop. He was talking to people normally. He could speak. Third time he went again to the house of Fir'aun, he became dumb again. Here something came into his mind. He said, I think this baby is a special baby. Why I can't speak when I go to report about this against this baby? When I go back to my shop, I can speak. So he went to the mother of Musa and he said, I believe in Allah because what I have seen, this is not a usual thing. And he became, in the Holy Quran, is known as what? Mu'min Ali Fir'aun. He was the mu'min. In the time of Fir'aun, there was one mu'min, and this is Hazkil, because of what he saw. And he decided to help Musa, to help Musa and the mother of Musa. Let's continue, please. Now, continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Here the story is about, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the mother of Musa, don't worry, we will take care of this boy and we will return to you again. Put the baby in the box. And indeed the mother, as you know the story, put the box, the baby on the box. The river took the baby Musa until near the house of Fir'aun. And when they saw the baby, they were saying, baby boys should be killed. But this boy is so cute. How can we kill this baby? And that's why they couldn't kill baby Musa. And they had to take him. And it was here, وَقَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكَ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعْنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. The wife of Pharaoh was so attracted to the baby Musa, and he said, please don't kill. She said, please don't kill this. This is the one who makes me happy. Whenever I look at this baby, I become happy. Maybe we will get a benefit. We may make this baby as ours. And they took him while they didn't know the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the Holy Quran says? وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. People plan. And Allah plans. And which plan is the best plan? The plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First lesson we are learning here. Or second or third. Brothers and sisters, when you have children, sometimes you become so difficult to take your children to the madrasa. You are becoming so difficult to teach your children Islam. You have your own plan. You think your plan will work properly. Allah has His own plan. According to the plan of Rasulullah, our children, we need to teach them Islam. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ أَوْ أُطْلُبُ الْعِلْمَ مِنَ الْمَهْدِ إِلَّا اللَّهَدْ. If our children will not be able to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are baby, when will they become knowledgeable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Islam says from the cradle till when we go to the grave, we need to seek knowledge. Lesson here, our children are amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust. You need to work so hard for your children. Even if you become tired, you have to work for your children. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to take care of your children the way He wants according to His plan, do it, because Allah's plan is the best of the plans. Allah can take your child anytime. Imam Amirul Mumineen, when he talks about the power of Allah, he says the power of Allah is that sometimes the sick person lives and the one who is healthy dies. How many times you go to the hospital, you see someone in the hospital, you say that one will die tomorrow. And then you hear another person who was healthy dying. The one you said will die tomorrow, he survives. How many times we say the old man will die and the young one will survive? How many times we see the young ones dying and the old one is surviving? Allah, the way we recited in Dua Jawshan al-Kabir, is the one who yarzuqu at-tifla as-saghir wa ash-shaykh al-kabir. Allah is the one who is giving His sustenance to the baby, little baby, and to the old man. Musa, his mother, was given a very difficult lesson. No any mother would go to that particular lesson. Put your son in the box. Let the river take this baby, but we will return the baby to you. You know what happened? It was here Ummu Musa was not aware what to do. How can I leave my baby? There was a sister of Prophet Musa. Mother of Musa said to this young girl, follow the box. Maybe you will know where it's going. And the baby followed, the young girl followed until she saw the box being taken by the helpers of Fir'aun. And the wife of Fir'aun became so attracted by this baby. And it was here now another imtihan came to the house of Fir'aun. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ, as in ayat 11, فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون وقالت لأخته قصيه قصيه يعني اتبعيه follow this not قصيه as from the قصة no قصيه معناه اتبعيه follow this box and see what will happen. And it was here when the baby was taken there, the baby started crying now. The cries of the baby are so powerful. Yeah, we and me, sometimes we can't sleep at night when the babies are crying. They are so weak. But yes, they make us to be awake. You can't do anything. You have to take care of them. Baby started crying, looking for milk. No one to breastfeed. They try this particular nurse, come and breastfeed the baby. Baby refused. Many. And it was like a story in the city. This baby was found. We are looking for someone to breastfeed. The sister of Musa came and said, you know what? I can tell you someone who can come and breastfeed this. Because they have tried a lot and the baby is crying. You know, when the babies are crying, they made us crazy sometimes. Whatever you want, okay, give it to the baby. We forgot that this was a plan of Allah. Okay, you say there is someone to breastfeed the baby, bring that. And that was the mother of Musa, subhanAllah, was brought, see the mu'jiz of Allah. When you have plan, Allah has his own plan. If the mother of Musa would say, I want to take care of this baby on my own plans, her plans would never work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a better plan. You are the mother, your son will be taken care by Fir'aun, in the palace of Fir'aun. You don't have palace, your baby will be taken care in the palace. And you will go and breastfeed the baby. And you will be paid the money by breastfeeding your own baby. SubhanAllah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa harramna alayhi al-maradih. And we forbade, we ordained that he refused to be suckled by any woman. Harramna alayhi al-maradih. It is only the mother of Musa. And it was here when she came, she used to be taken as someone special to breastfeed the baby. So we know the story. Now, if we go further, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We return the baby Musa to the mother. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا, so her eyes should be happy, meaning she should be happy. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ, and she shouldn't worry. She shouldn't have any sadness. And she has to know that the wa'ad of Allah, the promise of Allah is haq. The promise of Allah, brothers, is general, and sisters as well. General, when Allah promises us, you will enter paradise. But if you follow this and that and that, this is wa'ad of Allah. It is a promise. If we follow, we will be success. And Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But many people don't know that the promise of Allah is true. Because of time, let us skip here few of the issues. Musa alayhi salam was taken care at the house of Fir'aun. So he became a special child in the house of the enemy. While they didn't know that this was the plan of Allah. Musa now grew up. He was given all kind of education according to the child of a king. So he became very, very well educated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him, as he says, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to become so special, and he was taught by the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became one of the important personalities. Now, let us skip the story.